Thank you for listening to the podcast, the blog, Music, Art, Culture. I am your host, Dominique. You can listen to the original Anchor podcast by clicking the link in the bio of our IG page if you follow us on Instagram at Music, Art, Culture. Also, you can subscribe to the blog, Music, Art, Culture, for free on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So today we're going to talk about coronavirus, how to stay informed, and ways and why it's important not to panic. Keep listening and keep watching. If you follow us on Instagram, head over to at Music Art Culture, and of course, more importantly, follow your local news as well. Now, a lot of us have been following all of the information that is coming out about the coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. It has been reported that, of course, this disease is similar to the flu, and this is not the original strand of COVID-19. It's also had other names as well. But one thing we always want to be sure is that we are giving our listening public the most current and accurate information as possible. So what we always want to do is make sure that you are aware of verified news sources that are dependable and accurate. Specifically, we are referring to the CDC website. So for more information on coronavirus and ways to stay safe, symptoms that you should be aware of, timelines, and ways to seek out testing, those are definitely great things to be concerned about. And if you want additional information, more concrete information, we've got a great source for you. And again, it's the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The website is cdc.gov for all information about how to save lives and protect people 24/7. That is what the CDC is there for. It's for great information. Now, if you're traveling, if you have children, if you're worried about your household, if you need resources to how you should be handling yourself as a pregnant woman, if you're someone or know someone who falls under any of those categories or is sick, caregivers, people who are, healthcare professionals, businesses, schools, they cover all of that from health departments to laboratories, what you should do, what is the protocol, and how you can get additional information and resources that have been vetted, trusted, and good information to take with you, especially if you are in a situation where you are not as informed as you feel you should be. We definitely want to reduce the amount of panic that we release out among our friends and family and our neighbors, and also others that we interact with. And we want to make sure that we're spreading good information to make sure that we are all equally informed with correct, factual evidence that is placing us in an environment that allows us to be safe, stay connected, and also informed. So again, cdc.gov. Again, that's Center for Disease Control. .gov for more information. Now, we've all been listening to the radio, we've been listening to social media, we've been listening to news outlets, either online or if you have your subscription to the LA Times or the New York Times or the journals, we've been reading, we've been trying to read up on other periodicals and books regarding disease and outbreaks and pandemics, and we've also been watching our local news, our national news, and I think that's great that we're all seeking information. One of the things that we want to make sure we are doing while we're finding out this information, we want to make sure that we are following the rules and the guidelines that are being, given by our local leaders and public officials. Now, this is really important. I know we watch different parts of these press conferences with the president or local leaders. If you've watched press conferences wherever you are in your local state or city given by your local leaders, city council members, whoever is giving the information as far as what the next step is and how to protect yourself, your family, your community, you may not have a clear picture of what's going on. Restaurants are closing, but you still see businesses open. Are they really closed? Well, some may be open for food delivery. They may not be open for sit-down, family-style dining. So it's really about getting the correct information and not resulting to panic mode, not resulting to hysteria. And the reoccurring language that we continue to hear is social distancing, right? We hear self-quarantine. We hear limit any unnecessary activities or social gatherings or group gatherings if they can be avoided, to narrow them down, or just completely reschedule them, right? We don't want to say dismiss them, but we are assuming that, of course, we are as a whole going to resume to some form of normalcy and we'll be able to continue with our daily lives as we have in the past. But right now, for the safety, for public safety, for family safety, for coworker safety, for neighboring cities, for your neighbors in general, for your children, for your best friend, for your loved ones, for your local grocers who are really troopers right now, who are doing amazing by keeping everything restocked. I mean, with all the crazy overbuying and all of what's going on, we really have to thank, first off, our first responders, our businesses that are not closing their doors, who understand that even though things are flying off the shelves, people still need food and they're still keeping their drive-through windows open. They're still making sure that their employees are following the highest level of sanitation possible. Those things are really important. And as a community, as a nation, as a global society as a whole, we definitely cannot take those people for granted. So, I am just so amazed that even though there have been reports of people hoarding tissue paper, to some degree we laugh about it, to other degrees it's not even funny, and maybe it never was, and definitely when you hear, you know, the mayor and other people get up and the president as well and his administration make comments about that, it is definitely something that we all need to be aware of and to pay attention too, because we don't want to hoard out of fear and not allow other people to get the resources that they need, basic necessities that they need. What we don't want to do is react in fear and then create hysteria amongst our neighbors and our community, and then we turn against each other. Because one thing we all must know for certain, especially at this point, are that people will continue to be the greatest resource, because no man can survive on an island alone. And if you're able to survive, you need to really contemplate how long you're actually going to be able to survive, right? We need things to cultivate. We need things to happen either organically or to be tilled, to be managed. And so definitely, if we place ourselves in a state of isolation and in a fearful state where we're distancing ourselves to an inhumane level, where we are not connecting, we are cutting off valid information, we are not informing ourselves with the information as it is evolving, and we are hoarding on top of that, where we are really setting ourselves up for failure and a disadvantage. So what we want to do is make sure that we're staying properly informed, that we are doing as has been suggested through major news outlets, through our leadership, national and global, reducing public gatherings, group gatherings. If you can maintain a healthy social distance from another person or groups of people, of course we want to do that. Social distancing is a big thing now. And I know a lot of parents may have a lot of concerns and they're like, I have 5 kids, 10 kids. What do you mean social distancing? It's not even a reality for me. Hand sanitizer, bathing maybe twice a day. If there's a lot of germs already in the house, maybe one of the children is sick or whatever the case may be, always, always, always be as cleanly as possible. But we do not want to ignore the fact that we do have medical professionals, we do have medical facilities, and we always want to take advantage of those things. We don't want to be walking around infected fearful and afraid and not getting ourselves looked at, not taking the time to make sure that we're getting the medical attention that we need. And we don't want to prolong that and place ourselves at risk, those around us at risk. And we do not, absolutely do not want to be behind this thing. We want to get in front of it. So I just encourage you all to stay informed, continue to seek out valid sources of information when it comes to what's going on as far as health, travel, symptoms, and testing, finding out if you are sick or if you're at a higher risk. You definitely want to head over to the CDC website, Centers for Disease Control. Again, that's cdc.gov. And the CDC is, again, Centers for Disease Control, 24/7 saving lives and protecting people. That is what they're known for. That is their trademark. And this is a government site. So this is great information and a great resource, as well as our local news outlets, local and national news outlets. Keep listening to the blog, Music, Art, Culture. I'm your host. I'll be right back. All right. Thank you for hanging in there. Again, I'm your host, Dominique, for the blog, Music, Art, Culture. And we are back talking about the coronavirus, COVID-19, and sources of information that have been verified, that are constantly being updated, but are also from trusted sources who have valid information. Again, the website that I'm referring to is the Center of Disease Control, and that is cdc.gov. Also, if you're local to Los Angeles, one of the things that has happened for the very first time for LAUSD, Los Angeles Unified School District, is that it has closed. So yes, there are teachers and students and families who have been affected. They are setting up locations for people to pick up food, for families to get resources and assistance, and that should go into effect, I believe, on the 18th. There is official letterhead on that as well, coming from the superintendent from LAUSD. You can also search that online, or we did also post it on our Instagram page at IG. Our Instagram page is at Music Art Culture. Again, the blog Music Art Culture has an Instagram page at Music Art Culture, where we did post the LAUSD letter from the superintendent with the official call to action and what the action plan is and when it will become effective for those who have been affected by the school closures. So definitely have a clear understanding, people, that you are not alone. There are resources and people in government and local leaders who are working ferociously to make sure that our local communities stay intact, that our young people are not starving and left without resources, and also that their families feel that they have the extra support they need to keep these young people going. And it's very important that we not forget that. So one of the other things that I was taking a look at, when you go to the CDC website, it goes over the geographic risk assessment for the COVID-19 transmission. This is really important because if you've been following, or maybe if you haven't been following, this is more than a national area that has been affected. This is more so global. This is international. And people who have been traveling have been a source of worry. There has been lots of fear because they're coming into the country, they're coming back to their homelands, their countries, and there have been reports that people have been held up at the airports after being told to halt all international travel and return home. They have been held up. Some have been held up after deboarding the planes. Others have been just allowed to be released without any form of testing. And there's a lot of hysteria and confusion, and people want information. So because that is an ever-evolving situation and it has many moving parts, that's the last information that I have. But if you have not been able to get in touch with your loved ones in person, face-to-face, always give them a call, leave them messages of encouragement. We don't want people to feel isolated and alone. But back to the COVID-19 risk assessment by country, if you head over to the website for the cdc.gov, you can actually see the map. and it is coordinated by color. And you can click on the map to get country-specific travel health information about COVID-19. This is very important because, again, if you've been traveling, if you are still in the midst of traveling, or maybe you have family that are traveling and they have to travel through some of these countries internationally and abroad, then you can have a better idea of maybe what's going on over there. So the red level is widespread ongoing transmission with restrictions on entry to the United States. This is China, this is Iran, this is Spain, Italy, France, United Kingdom, Norway, Sweden, Iceland. It looks like Western Europe, pretty much Northern Western Europe. And again, Iran and China. So those are the red zones, the hot zones, the red zones with widespread ongoing transmission, again, with restrictions on entry to the United States. Now we have other colors as well, a deep orange, a red orange. That is a widespread ongoing transmission without restrictions. Again, widespread ongoing transmission without restrictions on entry to the U.S. And then there's a more traditional orange, like the actual fruit color orange, ongoing community transmission. And then there is an even lighter based color, which is limited community transmission. So this gives us an idea of the landscape and who's being affected overseas. And the map is very large. It doesn't just focus on Europe, it also focuses on Russia, Africa, South America, Greenland, and other areas like Australia. So it gives you a full picture of, or at least an idea, because again, the information is changing. It's consistently being updated and monitored. So for the most current information, this is a great source, as well as our verified local news media that can give us the information we need to stay informed about what's going on globally and nationally. Continue to listen to the Blog Music Art Culture. I hope that this information has been helpful to you, something to share. And also, when we come back, we'll talk about some celebrities and high profile people that have been kind of, you know, given the eye with all of this going on because of the way they're handling it in the public. Keep listening. We'll be right back. Okay, so if you've been paying attention to social media, because of course this is the Blog Music Art Culture and we can't leave it out, Cardi B, I love Cardi B. We all know Cardi B. Whether you like her or not, I don't care. The girl makes headlines. And in the midst of the coronavirus virus, the COVID-19 awareness, information, breaking news and events, she went on her social media, and if you follow Cardi, the quote is getting real. I don't want to curse, but you know, is getting real, as it really is. And well, did you know that they've actually turned it into an actual song now? Yes, it's not a joke. It's getting that real. By Tuesday, the song had reportedly jumped all the way to the number 5 as well as number 37 on iTunes all over, leading Cardi to lift a line from the original video and declare her new catchphrase is getting real. Well, who does she have to thank? DJ Snake. He did the remix of Cardi B's Coronavirus Rant from her Instagram viral page. And definitely, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's all about creating information, getting information out there, and also making sure that people are staying informed. And when you have people, whether you agree with them or not, who are willing to use their celebrity or their presence to inform the public and their age group, I'm talking about people that wouldn't necessarily listen to other media news outlets to get their information, they are equally valid and important. So we definitely never want to despise or disregard people in the mainstream media, entertainment, pop culture, hip-hop, R&B demographic, whether they share your tax bracket, ideology, or
background. They are equally as relevant. They are equally as relevant and also resourceful in getting the information out to the public. So big up to Cardi B, another participant in the public health information. And I don't know if it was, well, you can check it out. You check it out at your own will, but definitely you got to give her props. She did that unintentionally, but she did that. And definitely gets a nod from Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson as well. Thank you for listening to the Blog Music Art Culture. That was our break in the music media mix down. When it comes to the COVID-19, that actually came straight from billboard.com. You can head over there to check out articles on coronavirus. That's COVID-19. And you can read more on that article about influencer Cardi B and how she was able to get the word out. All right, everybody. Thank you for hanging in there. Thank you for listening to the Blog Music Art Culture. One of the things that we did not discuss yet, but I'm sure you've already been doing this, and it's just going to be another healthy reminder to continue to wash your hands. Wash your hands. Okay, if you're bringing in the groceries, wash your hands. If you just finished out with the dog or the animals, wash your hands. If you just took out the trash, wash your hands. If you're getting ready to prepare food, wash your hands. If you're interacting with others, wash your hands. We don't want to be germophobes, but we definitely want to take those extra precautions to be as cleanliness and self-aware as possible. So not only are we washing our hands, for our ladies out there, we are definitely also cleaning our makeup brushes and our masking utensils. We are definitely making sure that our grooming utensils, the things that we commonly share, are being managed and cared for equally as much as our hands, right? As much as we're showering. We don't want to forget about those things either. Why? Because there is a high possibility that we've been sharing. And if we've been sharing, we want to make sure we get all the germs out. Right. So we're washing our hands. But in other news, I'm sure you have probably been made aware that the first reports of celebrities being affected directly by coronavirus were Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson. Now, they have been in Australia filming, working on a new project. They said they weren't feeling well. They go in, get looked at. Turns out they had coronavirus, COVID-19, and were placed into isolation. We don't have all of the information regarding that. We just have the briefing. But there have been other celebs as well who have been kind of not thought of as favorably at this time, with all the cancellations with the music shows and large gatherings. There have been some music artists recently, one of which, DaBaby, was had an interaction with a fan. Let's see if we can pull that up. And the fan wasn't really feeling the interaction. So definitely, people need to keep their hands to themselves. That's really important. But also, it's nothing to laugh at, right? Absolutely nothing to laugh at. We want to make sure that we are protecting one another, that we're not making fun of the situation. Because even though you may think that, oh, well, this celebrity or that person, well-known, they don't have the virus. There have actually been reports of certain political officials as well testing negative and some testing positive for COVID-19. So definitely with all of the large public interaction, don't turn it into something to where we think on an economic scale, only certain people are affected. Viruses don't think that way, people. Definitely what happens is when our immune systems are compromised, we run the risk of being infected or affected by things happening within our environment and our surroundings and our atmosphere. And so we want to take it as seriously as possible by doing our part to make sure that we are not putting anyone else at risk and that we are not being naive about the situation either. So I do like that there have been other celebrities like Hilary Duff, like Kim Kardashian, like Julissa, who have come forward, and there's a number of them. That was just a little couple of names that I mentioned, right? But there have been a number of not just high profile people in government and entertainment, but also in business who have stepped up and said, hey, we recognize and acknowledge what's going on, and we stand in solidarity with the measures that are being recommended by the CDC, by the government, by local leaders. And they are showing that in the move of the populace and what's cool in culture, so is public safety. And that is what matters. That's a role model. And that's what makes a person cool. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Blog Music Art Culture. We've definitely got some other things to talk about. Panic buying, I really don't even think we've touched the surface on that, but we should definitely get into it. There have been a lot of concerns because everything has been disappearing from the shelves. Thank the Lord that these vendors are restocking everything every single day. And the store managers, the owners, the workers, they have been amazing dealing with all the people, making sure that the communities are staying safe, that there is definitely a high level and standard of customer service, and that the products that they are restocking are, you know, just in good condition, that they are fresh off the truck. And they are doing an awesome job keeping these stores sanitized and also making sure their employees as well are following high levels of sanitation by wearing gloves. I think it's amazing. I went to a store last night and they were just finishing up. Whatever was left on the shelves was left, and I was able to get some of the essentials that I needed. And I spoke to more than one worker at that store, and they were letting me know that they were restocking that night, that they were going to reopen early in the morning. They even went as far as to let me know when things began to run out, so it gave me more of an idea of when to get there. And they were just very helpful. The baskets were sanitized. They had sanitation wipes ready. The workers had on gloves. They were very helpful, very calm, and very informed about what the next steps were and what they were already doing to make sure that they were able to service our local community. So I think that's amazing. People, we have a lot of great people around us, right? I mean, I can definitely say during this whole COVID-19 coronavirus situation, as serious as it is, I have really learned that there is no need to panic. Why? Because there are people in high places and in local areas who are making sure not only are they able to service their community, but they also have maintained a high level of respect for the services that they provide and the people in their communities that they're providing the services to. And I think that is very valuable, extremely informative to know while you're out there. Don't feel the need to panic buy. Get what you need. Smile while you're in the store. Say thank you. You don't have to hug anybody in the store, okay? Because we are maintaining social distancing. You don't need to give handshakes, fist pumps, but definitely a smile can go a long way. A hello can do wonders for someone's day. So during this time, we can do our best to make each other feel respected and comfortable. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Blog Music Art Culture. For more, you can always check out previous episodes of the Blog Music Art Culture by heading over to our Anchor page for the original Anchor podcast. Head over to anchor.fm/musicartculture, or you can head over to our Instagram page at Music Art Culture, and we also post snippets of the podcast as well for a preview. I've had an awesome time. Make it an awesome week, an awesome day. Keep listening and stay informed. Till next time.